The air. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host. I have here on my desk Bill Keller on Fox News with Neil Cavuto, 2008. Bill Keller on Fox News. Bill Keller concerning Mitt Romney on CNN. Bill Keller on Fox News. Bill Keller on Hannity and Combs. Bill Keller on the O'Reilly Factor. Who in the world is Bill Keller? How could there be a Christian out there making all this impact on the culture? And here at Bob Enyart Live, we're not covering him. Well, who is Bill Keller? Who's on the line? Bill Keller? Hey, Bill, welcome to Bob Enyart Live. How are you?
Bob, it's an honor and a privilege to be with you, my friend, because I remember you years ago, back when I was still lost in the Christian TV world, and you were on the LaCie Network.
Oh, yeah,
doing
way
your
back
show,
when.
And I said, you know, that's a guy that's got some spiritual guts, and he's kind of been a hero of mine over the years.
Well, Bill, what an honor, and thank you very much for being willing to come on this show. I mean, you rub shoulders with all these media greats out there, and you know what I like? When there's a question about morality or spirituality, they call Bill Keller. And for example, when Mitt Romney, we were working against Romney in the early contest states during the primary in South Carolina and in Iowa, the Iowa caucuses, with statewide ads running. Some of them ran over 100 times around the states against Mitt Romney because he's a hardcore pro-abort. But then you were on the national media warning people that Mitt Romney is also a Mormon. And if he's elected to the most powerful position in the world, perhaps millions of people would be seduced into thinking that Mormonism was some form of Christianity, and they could, in fact, lose their eternal life due to the lie of Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon.
Well, you know, I was very upset, Bob, last spring when Romney was basically running his nonstop infomercial for the Mormon cult, and all of a sudden I looked up and you had so-called Christian leaders like Jay Sekulow and Ralph Reed and a whole host of them.
The American Family Association.
Yeah,
so many.
I'm thinking, are these guys out of their mind? This guy believes he's going to die, be the god of his own planet. He wears magical underwear. And he's leading souls to hell, and you've got so-called Christian leaders supporting this guy. It was crazy.
Mormonism is not a monotheistic religion. Christianity, there are three great monotheistic religions, and they all go back to the God of Abraham. They are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Now, Islam rejects that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and its prophet is a false teacher. Tragically, most Jews reject their own Messiah. Jesus Christ is a Jew who was born in Israel, in Bethlehem, was crucified in Jerusalem, and was raised from the dead, and returned and walked among the Jews. The apostles were Jews, but most Jews have rejected their Messiah. I'm thankful that my dad, Pops, Al Sharon, he's a saved Jew. He's a Messianic Jew. Praise God for the Jews who have trusted in Jesus Christ. But Judaism rejects Jesus Christ. Christianity is the only monotheistic religion that acknowledges our Savior and Creator, Jesus Christ. But Mormonism has broken with that monotheistic tradition. They teach that every Mormon will be a god. If he's a good Mormon, he'll be worshipped as God, and there's an unknown number of gods, and our God, the God of the Bible, is just one of those gods.
Well, Bob, the sad fact is you've got most Christians that are so biblically illiterate, they haven't got a clue that a Mormon's no more a Christian than a Muslim is. Mm. And you've got Mitt Romney out there running around using all the right words, Jesus Christ, God, Bible. But they don't understand that the Jesus of Mormonism is not the Jesus of the Bible,
nor is
the God of Mormonism the God of the Bible. And when they talk about the Bible, they talk about it as an incomplete and perverse book that is superseded by the Book of Mormon. So he was very seducing in his long infomercial. And again, we've got biblically literate Christians out there that had no clue that a Mormon had that was totally inconsistent with biblical Christianity.
Yeah, I mean, Christianity is nothing if not monotheistic, that there is one God.
Amen.
And Joseph Smith and his followers have taught this perversion, this idolatry, that there are many gods. And Brigham Young explicitly said that, you know, God was once like we are, a sinful man, and he became God. And as God is, one day good Mormons will be God, and they will be worshipped as God.
Right.
And this is what the lie was in the garden, Adam and Eve in the garden, and Satan came to them and said, hey, you want to be like God? Here's what you do. You disobey him.
Amen. Amen. Well, and again, you know, we've taken a lot of heed because, of course, when I came out in taking such a strong position against Romney, not anything to do with his politics, strictly on his false Mormon beliefs, not telling people who to vote for, not to vote for. Of course, Barry Lynn got involved, and the IRS is involved. And
Barry Lynn is going.
We're right now in a major investigation by the IRS for our tax exempt status for politicizing.
Bill,
see how that all turns out.
All right, we're talking to Bill Keller of LivePrayer.com. You know, the last time somebody mentioned Barry Lynn to me in a phone conversation was 15 minutes ago. Wiley Drake in California, the talk show host and long time, he was elected the vice president of the Southern Baptist Convention in 2006. He's the father of the Disney boycott. Actually, he was their second vice president. They have two. I don't know why one's not good enough, but they have two. Anyway, he said, Bob, I gave a personal endorsement from the pulpit for a candidate, and Barry Lynn filed a complaint against me with the IRS, and he said, I don't care. The IRS spent 35 days investigating me, and they couldn't get me, so they let me go. And now the ADF, you know about them, Bill Keller,
Alliance. You're familiar with
that. Yeah, the Alliance Defense Fund and their pulpit initiative, they're asking pastors on September 28th to preach an overtly political sermon from the pulpit and endorse or not endorse, oppose a candidate for being godly or for being wicked. And so that's exciting. And they've said they're going to defend churches.
You know, Bob, though, I got to tell you something. If someone who is currently embroiled in exactly what they're trying to stir up, because I know they're trying to get a landmark case on the books and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, I don't have a problem following the rule that you don't endorse or de-endorse a candidate, you don't tell people who to vote for and not to vote for, because I've never done that. All I've ever done is dealt with the spiritual issues involved in, like, a lot of brouhaha was created about 6 months ago when I was one of the first guys to come out and tell people Barack Hussein Obama is not a Christian. How can I say that? Of course, it's ultimately God that's going to judge his heart, but how can you call yourself a Christian and support the slaughter of innocent babies?
Yeah.
How can you call yourself a Christian and support gay marriage? How can you call yourself a Christian and basically go on record saying that there's many ways to be saved outside of Jesus Christ? I mean, either the guy is absolutely an idiot and his theology is so skewed he doesn't know any better, I've got to give him a little more benefit of the doubt and just basically make the statement that the guy's not a Christian.
Who is this Bill Keller? Who is this Bill Keller? He's on Fox News with Neil Cavuto. He's on CNN Headline News. He's on The O'Reilly Factor, Hannity and Combs. And Bill, what I like about you is, like I said at the beginning, when the media needs somebody to tell it straight, of course, they reject biblical Christianity, but they know they can come to you and get the straight scoop. Barack Obama is not a Christian. When you look at his fruit, Barack Obama is in utter rebellion against God, and he rejects the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as the only way to the Father, as Jesus himself said it is. And so when you said this about Barack Obama, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt. Because Christians who assume he's going to heaven, when he dies and goes to hell, what good were they to him?
But, well, you know, Bob, we've got probably the biggest problem we've got in Christendom today is this new emerging group that some call the Christian left, and it's this group that embraces this liberal theology. You know, I got to be honest with you, it's guys like Warren that refuse to deal with the real issues that are tearing this nation's soul apart, and instead wants to focus on world hunger and things like that. Those are great issues, but the problem is it's brought in this whole new group of Christians that have bought into this watered down theology, this seeker sensitive, purpose driven Willow Creek emerging church,
kind of gutless
theology that has created a whole new class of Christians that I gotta wonder if they're even saved.
Yeah. Now, Bill Keller, you mentioned, it's the seeker friendly emergent. What's the name of that California Brokeback Mountain Church, pastored by Rick Warren? And so, this is no longer biblical Christianity.
No.
It's not biblical Christianity. He should have rebuked John McCain during McCain's Saturday night conversion to the pro-life position that human rights begin at conception. He should have said, well, then why do you advocate killing so many millions of innocent children when you're now admitting that human rights begin at conception? Why didn't he do that? For the sake of John McCain's soul, out of love for John McCain. Why didn't he warn him?
He wasn't there for souls. He was there for his own agenda, Bob. You know it, and I know it.
Oh, boy. Hey, Bill, I'd like to briefly touch on this issue of the IRS regulations that pastors, it's a gag rule on pastors.
Right.
And the right of free speech, where does that right come from?
Well, you know, it's a constitutional right. Now, the IRS position, again, because I've been embroiled in this for 6 months in litigation with the IRS over this issue, the IRS's position is, you know, you can say whatever you want from your pulpit, but if you're going to take a tax-exempt status, there's certain rules you have to follow. One of those rules is you can't de-endorse a candidate.
All right. Now,
I'm just telling you that's their position.
Okay, right. But before we get to that, because I couldn't care less if our government changed the rules and churches had no tax-exempt status.
I agree with that too.
That would free up the body of Christ tremendously because they control so many Christian leaders. But let me ask again, Bill.
Yeah.
Where does the right to free speech come from? Where does it actually come from?
It comes from God.
Right. It comes from God. God made us, and the right to life and liberty comes from God. So the government doesn't have the right to disenfranchise thousands, tens of thousands of people because of their profession and say, you cannot speak about the leaders in this country. You can't do it. You can't tell people this man is evil. So I asked Barry Lynn a few weeks ago. Barry Lynn was on this program. And I said, Barry, how about churches in Germany when the Nazis are gaining power? Did you want the pulpits in Germany to stay silent or to warn people, don't vote for the National Socialists, the Nazis? Don't vote for the communists, the Marxists. Did you want those pulpits to stay neutral? And, you know, Barry Lynn is wicked. He's evil. He's not a reverend.
He's an evil man. Sure he is.
Yeah, he belongs to the same church as a right Reverend Wrong or Obama's pastor.
United Church of Christ, absolutely.
You know, George W. Bush, sadly, his church is United Methodist.
United Methodist. And, Pastor Kirby John down in Houston is the guy that swore him in, and that's the same guy now that's out actively politicizing the candidacy of Barack Hussein Obama.
Now, I didn't know that, Bill Keller. This is breaking news here for Bob and your live audience. Can you, back when George W. Bush was nominated for the Republican Party, right, even before, during the primaries, I called his United Methodist Church in Houston, Texas.
Yep.
And I talked to the membership director. It's a large, a mega church.
Sure.
And
sure.
I asked, could, as a homosexual, could I be a member in good standing at your church? And she said, oh, yes, of course you can. I said, as a homosexual, I have homosexual friends. Could we be members in good standing of your church? And she said, of course. I didn't know anything about George W. Bush, but what I knew is he didn't know God's word.
Right.
And he didn't understand Christianity, or he would have fled from a godless post-Christian church.
Well, and again, Bob, this is exactly what we were just talking about. You know, this is the rot of Christianity, of the Christian church from within, that we're dealing with today. And you've got so many people now that are walking into churches just blind, not knowing any better. And they're ended up in these churches, and the next thing you know, they're walking around, you know, hearing sermons from The Secret and every other kind of New Age text, nothing from the Bible, gross sins like abortion and homosexuality being not only embraced but championed as they were doing something good for the world by championing these causes. Yeah.
Hey, Bill, we just, you know, I've had a debate with a Christian leader recently. A written debate, 270 pages. We'll be publishing it in a few weeks. And in the debate, I exposed to him how so much of Christian education and Christian seminaries, they focus on the pagan Greek philosophers like Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And so this week, I had a debate that we're going to air on Friday. I had a debate with a state affiliate of Focus on the Family, one of their directors of government policy.
Right.
And I went to their website today, and they're quoting Plato. I mean, Plato's Republic, he said that women should only be allowed to give birth between a narrow span of a few years, which is what the communists do in China. And he said, and if a baby is born, he said, what if a baby is born when the woman is too old, like 25 years old? And he said, well, then we just eliminate it. We just kill it. I mean, these godless pagans were wicked, and Christians elevate. I mean, it is bizarre where Christians will go for authority rather than to God and His Word.
Well, and again, Bob, that's, you know, you and I both understand that most of these quote unquote ministries are businesses first, ministry second. Their focus is not on souls and ministering to people's needs, but generating revenues. And when that's your mindset, you open yourself up to every other kind of godless thing going on in the world.
Well, and you know, when your ministry becomes a business first, when the budget becomes a primary consideration,
right,
then what if God is calling you to take a stand that would cause you to get great disapproval from your donors?
Well, let me give you a great example. I did a TV show for 5.5 years on the CBS affiliate in Tampa, which is the number 11 TV market in the country. I was on live for an hour every Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 in the morning, took live phone calls, dealt with every issue you can name. And then last year, really took a hard stand against Islam, because there's 1.6 billion people on the planet that are dying and going to hell because they're believing the lies of Muhammad.
Right.
And CARE, those wonderful folks at CARE.
Wait, the tolerant Muslims?
Yeah, the tolerant Muslims.
Right.
They put a massive campaign together at CBS's corporate headquarters, and after 5.5 years, they decided to terminate my program from their affiliate because of the hateful things I was saying about Muslims.
Well, now, Bill, the truth is, you were being intolerant.
Yeah.
And Islam is a very peaceful and tolerant religion, don't you think?
I think in a couple days we're going to remember what those peaceful, tolerant boys did with those airplanes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But let me ask you this: how many synagogues do they allow in Mecca in Saudi Arabia?
the same amount of Christian churches they allow.
That's right. In the whole in the capital of Islam, in Mecca, they have zero synagogues. In the whole country of Saudi Arabia, zero churches, zero, because they're not allowed. And the Denver media here, in fact, throughout this country, they have the gall to allow Islamic leaders to say, we have a tolerant religion. Right. We have a peaceful and tolerant religion. Those liars in the American media, the mainstream media, there are our accomplices.
They're scared to death of them, Bob. The people at CBS basically told me that, they like my business. They want to keep my program on as a paid program. They liked it, but to keep it on, I'd have to promise not to say anything more about Islam. I said, you're out of your mind. I said, you got 1.6 billion people going to hell, and I'm supposed to keep my mouth shut. Sorry. And I directed them to Ezekiel 33. I said, I know you won't understand this, but one day you will answer to God.
Bill, praise God. That's the kind of courage we need. We need ministers who don't care about their ministries.
Yep.
We need pastors who don't care about the size of their congregation.
Amen.
That's what we need. We need people ready to equip, to man, to resupply Gideon's army, where the smaller it gets, the more effective it is. That's the kind of courage we need. You know, at Denver Bible Church, I pastor Denver Bible Church, and I know in the Bible you hear that if you brag about what you do, you lose the rewards. And the Apostle Paul mentioned that. The Apostle Paul mentioned that, and he said, but I'm going to do it this time because you need to hear it. So this is what we did at Denver Bible Church. The Personhood Amendment was struggling to get enough signatures to get on the November ballot in Colorado.
Right.
So there were about 6 weeks to go. So we sent around a sign-up sheet at Denver Bible Church. We only have 100 and some people per week at our church. We sent around a sign-up sheet, and we said, there's a woman who's called hundreds of churches asking, could we have people come by Sunday morning and get signatures? And she has an enormous list of churches that have said yes. In Colorado, 500 churches were involved in getting signatures. But we don't have the manpower to go to the churches because all the pro-lifers are going to church, their own church, on Sunday mornings. So we said, please sign up on this clipboard here. Sign up if you're willing to miss church for the next 6 weeks and go to other churches. And we had a lot of our members skip church for 6 weeks.
Amen.
And, you know, that causes a dent in the collection.
Absolutely.
But, come to think of it, we don't even take a collection. We have a box in the back of the church. But it causes a real dent. So then it's a struggle. So then how do you pay your bills? I don't know how we pay our bills. Bob and Yurt Live, we're doing a telethon right now. This is our telethon month, Bill and Bill Keller. This is September. Every September we have a goal to raise $30,000+. Can I tell you what we're at so far?
Absolutely.
$2,682. Praise the Lord. $2,682. I mean, that's all. If Gideon had that many people, he could take over the world.
Right.
So God is resupplying Gideon's army here at Bob and Yurt Live, and Lord willing, we'll reach our goal of $35,000. But right now we have $2,682, and I thank God for every one of them. I mean, $2 came from Luke, who's 10 years old, in the audience. So, Bill Keller, hey, you were telling us about George W. Bush's pastor from that United Methodist Church in Houston.
Yeah, Pastor Kirby John, black fellow who did the invocation at Bush's inauguration.
All right, Pastor Kirby John.
Kirby John, he pastors the largest Methodist church in the country, very high profile, and he's out there actively not only campaigning for, but endorsing with all of his being Barack Hussein Obama, and I have challenged pastors, especially black pastors, who's more important to you? Somebody who's got the same color skin as you do, or God himself? Because I'm afraid a lot of pastors have put the color of their skin ahead of God in this election. That's a shame.
Well, sadly, the vast majority of the black church is pro-abortion, which is a violation of God's enduring command, do not murder. And they've slaughtered, of their own, they've slaughtered 10 million blacks. I mean, one out of four blacks are dead in America, having been killed, dismembered by Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. So there's great rebellion and sexual immorality in the black church, just like there is in the white church. But in the black church, it's so far into epidemic proportions that it has decimated the black community, just decimated it. So that they're no longer the number one minority in America. They would be, but they've slaughtered their own children.
Yep. Very sad.
Yeah. Okay, so George W. Bush's pastor, who was there when he was inaugurated?
Right. He's the one who did the invocation and all that good stuff.
He's now campaigning for Barack Obama. I didn't know that. Thank you for telling us that here on Bob and Yurt Live. So Bill Keller, he is with liveprayer.com. I want to give our phone number out here at Bob and Yurt Live for those who might want to help out with our telethon and also subscribe to our monthly Bible study albums. And Bill, we have our old Bob and Yurt Live TV show. It's back. It's called the BEL Televised Classics on DVD. People subscribe. They get either 4, 8, or 12 shows a month on DVD. So the old TV show is now back in circulation. It's a lot of fun.
That's great.
Yeah. So I was
excited to get the opportunity to be with you because, like I said, you were one of those guys I used to look up to years ago. I was out there paving the road and tried to follow a little bit in your example of getting out there in the secular media and the secular world to bring God's truth. Because the problem, you know, the thing that upsets me more than anything, I know it does you too, because
yeah.
I can tell we're kind of made out of the same cloth. When these guys like Osteen and Warren and all these guys get on these shows like Larry King and whatever, they won't even say the name Jesus, let alone look in that camera and tell people without Jesus you're going to die and go to hell.
It's just like George W. Bush telling... Yeah. A star from California, Star Parker, she can't mention Jesus. She can only speak of people of faith.
Right.
They edited her speech. She couldn't even mention Jesus. And that's where we're at. So, hey, Bill Keller, let me give up our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARDS. Anybody wants to help with our telethon or subscribe to our BEL Televised Classics on DVD or our Bible study albums or order a copy of my book, The Plot, An Overview of the Whole Bible, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Our website is KGOV, KGOV.com. Bill Keller, your website is liveprayer.com?
Yep, www.liveprayer.com. Got a little more than 2.4 million people that subscribe to the daily devotional I write each morning that deals with all the issues in the world and in people's lives from a biblical worldview.
Folks don't
hold back on any issues, and we get about 40,000 emails a day for prayer that we send responses to. So,
hey, Bill Keller,
out there in your audience that needs prayer, don't hesitate to email us. We'd love to pray.
Thank you, Bill, and if you can, please hang on. I want to talk to you after the show. Just a moment.
Absolutely.
God bless you, Bill Keller, LiveProayer.com, Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school in Colorado! Rights to Life's banquet next Saturday.